Welcome back to the Pitch Pod. My name is Joe Janner. With me, my co-host, Jeff Stebbins. How about Arsenal winning 3-0 versus Real Madrid? That's what we're here to talk about, right? I don't know if we have anything else to really get into, but right?
That's it. We're here to talk about that. I mean, lots of things to talk about in terms of that match. And I don't know anyone who predicted that, Joe. I know you're an Arsenal fan, but man, I thought it'd be a lot closer than that match was, right?
I don't know that, yes. Maybe somebody out there said, well, in a perfect world for an Arsenal supporter, they could see them in the first leg of this round of the Champions League going there and putting up three goals out. They would have said someone's dreaming. You're dreaming, right? For that to have been even an idea. Because I think for many, they would have said, you know, I can see Arsenal with the way that they've been playing, the way that they're set up, you know, and their ascendancy over the last couple few seasons, you know, just fall short of winning English Premier League, that they could go out there and get a win, right? Do whatever's necessary to scrape by. I mean, especially them being host and at home winning, but 3-0?
Yeah. Oh. I think, A, it's a shock that they put up three, but even more of a shock, B, is Real Madrid, they were shut out. You just said it, 3-0. Like, with Vinicius Jr., Mbappe, Rodrigo, Bellingham, you name it. Like, they are a team full of offensive firepower, and they were shut out, Joe. I mean, what happened?
Well, I mean, what happened is Declan Rice, over the ball, two opportunities, wonder goal. I mean, you take your pick, which of the two were more spectacular. I mean, yeah, to get the one, you're like, okay, that's now they're in it, and they get a second. You're like, this is unbelievable, right? Yeah. And then to finish with getting the third, I mean, not Declan Rice yet, but to have as a result the 3-0, and then, like you said, maybe surprising, how does Real Madrid not get one? I think they had some clear chances that could have maybe been there, but not. No way. Arsenal slightly dominated possession. I think mostly through the first half, and a lot of times that was them in the attacking third trying to build up and try to create chances. But, I mean, really, they were the better side by far.
Yeah, I mean, you said it. Declan Rice, like, I mean, could you have two better back-to-back free kicks? I don't think so. Incredible, right? Looking at the other side, looking at Real Madrid, I mean, just before we move on and make our predictions for the reverse fixture, leg two, I just want to point out that, you know, from watching that first match, I think what, yes, Declan Rice, but the whole game, it just seemed like Arsenal was playing better as a team. And you watch Real Madrid, yes, super talented, super athletic, super fast, but it almost seemed like one athlete at a time was trying to carry the team and be the hero. You didn't see a whole lot of touch goes. You didn't see a lot of combinations. It just looked like one individual trying to get their goal as opposed to a team effort. Mm. So I just wanted to put that out there. I think that was a big difference for me. Of course, I don't know how you would stop those Declan Rice free kicks that were just beautiful, but I did want to just point that out real briefly before we talk about the upcoming match.
I think that's a fair assessment there in terms of between the two. You have an Arsenal side that did look pretty well put together, exhibiting team chemistry and through multiple phases successful in getting out of that what they needed to, versus, like you said, a Real Madrid that seemed to be more so one player trying to do this, one player trying to do that, maybe not it. And that's somewhat maybe what happens when you get down one out of nowhere, and then all of a sudden you're down two out of nowhere. And if everybody's looking at, well, I guess that's me. I got to go out and get one here, and then it kind of turns into that. But that's not this game. That's not what soccer is about. If there were ever a team sport that requires 11 players working together, it's this game.
Right. And looking ahead, Joe, at the reverse fixture here, leg two. At Real Madrid, is there enough magic, Joe? Real Madrid, you've said it. This is their tournament. when they put those white kids on, like, is there a shift in you know, the mindset? Is there a shift? Is there some magic happening? Because, you know, this is historically their tournament. So do they have a shot at moving forward? Because 3-0, that's going to be hard to overcome for the aggregate. And I know they have the guys to do it, but I mean, realistically, I have to imagine that Arsenal is going to be the team advancing.
Yes, but you said it. I mean, this is how these things go down. I mean, on the one side, yes. Why not? A Real Madrid that, as we like to say, it's their tournament at home. Why not at least get 3 goals to then take it to extra time to potentially get the penalties and to win in that fashion? I mean, I can see it. I'm sure there's others that have scripted something similar. The other side, and this is the unfortunate part for many, there are many Arsenal supporters out there going, you know what, I can see Arsenal going to Madrid, and I can see them just not being anything like the team that we just saw a week prior, right? That's a reality that all too often many Arsenal supporters can say that that's not outside of the realm of possibilities, unfortunately. But I don't think so. I think that this is a squad that's mature enough, well coached enough, going to be positioned in a sense to go there and know what the job is. That's just playing composed. That's just doing well when they have the ball to keep possession. That's if they lose the ball, they defend well. I mean, breaking it down to just what needs to get done to get the job done. And that's just keeping Real Madrid from scoring 3 more goals than them in this game. I mean, they could even say, hey, go ahead, take 2. We'll score one. We could lose this one. We don't have to be even at our best. But what we have to do is get the job done. And that is keeping Real Madrid from getting 3 goals and somehow getting the extra time and getting another award going to penalties. So there's a job to do for them. How's that sound?
But yeah, no, that makes sense. And I think you're right. The path for Real Madrid here to move forward would be 3-0, go to PKs, and see what happens. So I think that makes sense. I think that is their best bet. I think Rodrigo has to have a great game. Mbappe, Vinicius Jr., of course, they have to step up, cover the back post when they have the opportunity. But I think Rodrigo is the big game changer for me in the midfield for Real Madrid. And if he's off, the team's off. So that's where I'm at with it. But Joe, any final thoughts?
Counter that,
are we going to predict?
If I may, and I think I might mention it to counter that real quickly, if I may, in another conversation we had in another opportunity to talk about Arsenal. I mean, I still think maybe this wasn't on officially recorded or maybe this was off the record. I don't know how you don't say that Arsenal has the best midfield in the English Premier League. I don't know how you might not say they don't have the best midfield in all of European football right now, especially from that last result and into whatever they do here. So I think that's of importance there. You did mention somebody that could come out of nowhere. I mean, this is on the other side. Real Madrid, why doesn't Mbappe make this his game? Why couldn't he possibly? I mean, it's in him. If there's a player out there, not for me, if there's a player out there in the field that could, like, go, you know what? This is my game. I'm going to go out here. I'm going to show you what I have been suggested to be. That is one of the greatest players that's in the game right now, and go score 3 in this. Why not? If there was a player, I would say that. I don't think it's going to happen again. So, I mean, I think you're trying to get the predictions. I'll let you. You say, Jeff, you're going first?
Yeah, I'm happy to go first. Yeah, but I will agree with you, Joe. If there is one player out there that can put a team on his back, can make that happen, it is Mbappe. So thank you for pointing that out.
Yeah.
My prediction here, right?
Okay.
As you said, you know, there is a little magic with Real Madrid around the Champions League, but, you know, I'm sorry if you're a Madrid supporter. I got to go with the numbers, you know. I got to go with the team most likely to advance here. And had Real Madrid picked up 1 in that first leg, maybe I changed my tune a little bit. But it's too big. Too big of a gap to overcome. It'd be an amazing game if they did. But against Arsenal, a top-tier opponent, no, I got Arsenal advancing out of this one. And I got Real Madrid winning, but just not enough. 2-0.
Okay, yeah, in a similar way, I think that Real Madrid wins this. I think that it could even be a situation where it could be a little, we could all be on edge for a little bit. Like,
yeah,
you know, yes, you know, oh, look, here comes Real Madrid scores one early. And then maybe it goes into the second half and they're up 1-0. And then early in the second half, there's a two. We're all going, is this really going to happen? And then something's going to happen. Arsenal's going to get the one goal they need. So for Arsenal, they're getting one goal, I think, is a win for them, because that's what it's going to take. They get their one goal, they go through it without a doubt. But I got this 2-1 Real Madrid winning.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be a great match. Well, hey, thank you, Joe, for joining us. And as always, thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Hopefully you get a chance to watch the match. If you get a chance, please hit that like and that subscribe. And till next time.